Just how will it be able to, you know, to start a game versus coming in cold and kind of have it as yours?
Well, I mean, that's kind of what I've been used to for the past few years, is starting the game. So it'll be kind of nice to get back in that way. And yeah, I just got to make the most of my opportunity in there. Keep building on what I've learned this preseason, and just execute out there. It's the last time for the whole preseason, and I want to make the most of each time I'm out there.
You've gotten a lot of playing time. I mean, who knows how this shapes out for some rookies, but they've made an emphasis. And have you benefited from that?
I think getting better with definitely.
In games, I mean.
I think I've seeing all these reps is a huge help for me, because as a rookie, there's a lot of guys that don't get as many reps as I've been able to get. And those reps are so important for me and my development. And then to get this last game in and really see a lot of playing time and start the game off and just and all that is really important for the development of myself.
Even in such a short time period, what areas do you think you're better, even just in the month of May?
Just understanding the defenses more, understanding our offense, the protections, and just what we're trying to accomplish on each and every play, I think. When you're out there in the game situation, you understand why the play is called depending on the down and distance in the situation. So just little subtle things like that I'm getting more comfortable with, and I'll continue to grow as I get more reps.
How important, though, is this game for you, do you think? Because you are going to get...
Yeah, you know, it's real important. You want to you want to put forth your best effort, and you want to execute well. At the same time, you want to go out there and put points on the board and lead the team. Victory, even though it doesn't technically count, you still want to win. And to be the starter, to be out there, you want to put up a good first half or however long it may be, and have more points on the board than them.
I know this is all part of it, but when you're having to do all those things, protections and recognize defenses, sometimes maybe the completion percentage isn't what you're used to. Is that one area that...
I definitely would like to complete more balls. That's something that will continue to grow as I get more comfortable. As I get more comfortable with receivers, with the offense, but that's definitely something I want to improve on.
How valuable an experience was the last game out to get that last-minute drive where you had that touchdown?
That's the thing about this whole. I guess I've done it all after this game. I've come in and played the second and third quarters. I got to play the fourth quarter last game and finish the game out, and then now I'll be able to start. So I think that's a great thing. They kind of set me up. To see all sorts of different situations. And like you said, I mean, that's really important to have gone through kind of not every situation in football, but some of the main situations.